आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। ओवर 61% पोलिंग रिकॉर्डेड इन सिक्स्थ फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस। कैंपेनिंग इन फुल स्विंग फॉर सेवंथ एंड लास्ट फेज ऑफ पार्लियामेंट्री पोल्स। साइक्लोन रेमाल टू मेक लैंडफॉल अराउंड मिडनाइट टुनाइट बिटवीन वेस्ट बंगाल एंड बांग्लादेश कोस्ट। मैसिव फायर एट राजकोट्स अम्यूजमेंट पार्क क्लेम्स 26 लाइव्स इन गुजरात। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू एंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एक्सप्रेस ग्रीफ ओवर लॉस ऑफ लाइव्स इन द ट्रेजेडी। फिल्म मेकर पायल कपाडिया बिकम्स फर्स्ट इंडियन फिल्म मेकर टू विन ग्रैंड प्री अवार्ड एट कैन फिल्म फेस्टिवल फॉर हर फिल्म ऑल वी इमेजिन इज लाइफ। इंडिया सिमरन शर्मा विन्स गोल्ड मेडल एट वर्ल्ड पैरा एथलेटिक्स चैंपियनशिप इन कोबे जापान। एंड इन आईपीएल क्रिकेट सनराइजर्स हैदराबाद टू टेक ऑन कोलकाता नाइट राइडर्स इन द समिट क्लैश इन चेन्नई दिस इवनिंग। A voter turnout of 61.76% has been recorded in the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections, for which polling was held yesterday. The polling in all 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over six states and two union territories remained peaceful. In this phase, polling was held on 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Anantnag Rajouri parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir has recorded over 54% voting, which is the highest turnout in the last 35 years. Bihar recorded a voter turnout of over 55%, Haryana over 62%, Jharkhand around 64% and Delhi around 58%. In Odisha, a voter turnout of around 71% was recorded, while Uttar Pradesh registered a voting percentage over 54% and in West Bengal over 80%. A total of 889 candidates were in the frame this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate was sealed in EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Menaka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipendra Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti were also in the fray. Simultaneously, polling was also held yesterday for 42 seats of Odisha Assembly in the third phase, in which around 71% polling was recorded. In spite of hot weather in certain parts of the country, voters were undeterred in their enthusiasm as they were seen queuing up patiently to cast their votes across the country. Our correspondent reports that with the conclusion of Phase 6, polling for the Lok Sabha elections is now completed in 486 parliamentary constituencies in 28 states and UTs. The polling also completed for assembly elections of Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Andhra Pradesh and 105 assembly seats of Odisha. The next and last phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections is scheduled on the 1st of next month in 57 parliamentary constituencies. The counting for all the phases will take place on the 4th of June. Campaigning continues for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be conducting 3 rallies in Uttar Pradesh starting 11 a.m. The rallies will be held at Mirzapur, Ghosi and Basgaon, while Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will be conducting rallies in Mirzapur, Chandoli, Ghazipur and Gorakhpur. Last phase of polling will take place on the 1st of June for 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh. In Bihar, leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are holding back-to-back multiple rallies. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address 2 public meetings today in support of the NDA candidates. Mr. Shah will address election rallies in Karakat and Sasaram parliamentary constituencies. BJP President JP Nadda is also scheduled to address public meetings in Jahanabad, Ara and Nalanda Lok Sabha constituencies today. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, LJP Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan, and other NDA leaders will also address election rallies in support of party candidates. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and left parties will also hit the campaigning trail today. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and Vikas Shil Insan Party Chief Mukesh Sahni will hold public meetings in Buxar, Nalanda, Ara and Pataliputra constituencies in support of RJD and CPI-ML candidates. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party Supremo Arvind Kejriwal is scheduled to address political rallies in Bhatinda constituency today. Baleswar Lok Sabha constituency in Odisha is all set to once again witness a triangular contest as three major political parties, the state's ruling BJT, the opposition BJP and Congress have fielded potential candidates in the fray. The BJP has fielded former Union Minister and sitting MP Pratap Chandra Sarangi, while former Union Minister Srikanth Kumar Jena is vying for the honour on a Congress ticket. The BJD has fielded Lekha Shri Samanta Singhar. The high-profile constituency is going through a high-voltage campaign by star campaigners of all major political parties, and voting will be held on the last phase of general elections, 1st of June. A report from our Odisha correspondent on this Lok Sabha constituency.
Baleswar is one of the 21 Lok Sabha constituencies in Odisha. Former Union Minister and incumbent MP Pratap Chandra Sarangi has been nominated by the BJP, while former Union Minister Srikanth Kumar Jena will be representing the Congress Party. Lekhasri Samanta Singhar, who was previously associated with the BJP, has been chosen by the ruling Biju Janata Dal. Baleswar has a history of intriguing electoral outcomes, as voters have not shown permanent allegiance to any specific party or candidate. This time, Pratap Sarangi, the incumbent BJP MP, expresses confidence in the positive effort of the BJP-led NDA government and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's special focus on the development of Odisha. Srikanth Jena believes that the developmental work he carried out in Baleswar during his previous tenure will contribute to his victory. BJD candidate Lekhasri Samanta Singhar highlights Odisha Chief Minister Navin Patnaik's impeccable reputation and comprehensive development agenda. As the election campaign is at its peak, Lekhasri Samanta Singhar has emerged as a prominent face of the BJD. Pratap Sarangi has been touring the constituency and adopting a multifaceted strategy that emphasizes development initiatives. He is also attempting to capitalize on any potential dissatisfaction or disillusionment among BJD supporters. This is Lekhasri's switch of loyalty. Srikanth Jena's political background includes serving as a member of parliament of the Congress Party in Odisha. Finally, his presence in the political arena could help to divide the opposition, as he may be able to garner support from other parties or factions within the opposition. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
In Gujarat, a major fire broke out at the TRP game zone in Rajkot city last evening, in which 26 persons are reportedly dead so far, among them 9 are children. A special investigation team SIT has been formed to probe into this incident. Rajkot Police Commissioner Raju Bhargav informed that all game zones in Rajkot have been ordered to close. Since the bodies were severely burned, DNA proceedings will be conducted. He said that complaint will be registered and action will be taken against those responsible. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel announced 4 lakh rupees relief to families of victims, in addition to 50,000 rupees assistance to those injured. He also announced to form a special investigation team. Following the fire, plumes of smoke were visible from 5 kilometers away. Fire brigade teams reached the spot and attempts were made to douse the fire. TRP game zone is reportedly the biggest game zone in the Saurashtra region of Gujarat. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of people in a fire tragedy at a gaming zone in Rajkot, Gujarat. In her condolence message, the president has said that she is deeply anguished to learn of the loss of lives in the accident. President Murmu prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi learned the details of the fire in Rajkot through a telephonic conversation with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and expressed his grief over it. The Prime Minister also directed to conduct a thorough investigation into the accident and take strict action against the culprits. Instructions have been given to the Municipal Corporation and Administration for immediate rescue and relief operations in the fire incident in the game zone in Rajkot. It has also instructed to prioritize arrangements for immediate treatment of the injured. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said in a post on social media that the news of death of many people due to fire in gaming zone in Gujarat is painful. He expressed his condolences to all the bereaved families. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the cyclonic storm Rimal over North Bay of Bengal now lays about 290 kilometers south-southeast of Sagar Islands in West Bengal, 300 kilometers south-southwest of Khepupara in Bangladesh, and 320 kilometers south-southeast of Canning in West Bengal. IMD said it will intensify into a severe cyclonic storm in next 6 hours and cross between Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal coasts around midnight today as severe cyclonic storm. Talking to Akashwani, DG IMD M. Mohapatra opined that there could be tidal waves of above 1 meter.
Cyclonic storm which developed over the Bay of Bengal is moving northward, and it is expected that it will hit West Bengal and Bangladesh coast between Sagar Island and Khepupara as a severe cyclone storm with a speed of 100 to 120 km per hour, gusting to 130 km per hour. On its influence, rainfall has already started along West Bengal coast. In Kolkata is also reporting rain in the morning. And wind speed is becoming squally, 40 to 50 km per hour, gusting to 60 km per hour. Wind has started last night. It is gradually increasing. At present, it is about 50 to 60 km per hour along West Bengal, Bangladesh coast and North Odisha coast. It will gradually increase. It will become 100 to 120 km per hour, gusting 135 km per hour from evening of today till early hours of tomorrow. This is the peak time of wind speed. Heavy rainfall will start from noon today and will continue until morning of tomorrow. In addition to this heavy rainfall wind, there could be tidal wave of height 1 meter above the astronomical tide, inundating low-lying areas in the coastal districts, especially south and northern Parganas.
Filmmaker Payal Kapadia today scripted history by becoming the first Indian filmmaker to win the Grand Prix Award at the Cannes Film Festival for her film All We Imagine Is Light. The film bagged the award, the second most prestigious prize of the festival after the Palme d'Or, which went to American director Sean Baker for Anora. India's Simran Sharma has won gold medal in World Para Athletics Championships in Kobe, Japan. Simran clinched the gold in the women's 200-meter T12 event, achieving a personal best time of 24.95 seconds on the competition's final day yesterday. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in the summit clash at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. The news about the death of people in fire in Rajkot appears on the front page of almost all dailies. The Tribune carries the photograph of four sisters from Luharu town in Haryana, aged 95, 1-104, who came together to vote. The paper terms it as showcasing the wonder of democracy. Writing about yesterday's polling in Delhi, the Times of India poses the question, hit by heat, commenting that the city turnout fell to 10-year low. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 61% polling recorded in sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Campaigning in full swing for seventh and last phase of parliamentary polls. Cyclone Rimal to make landfall around midnight tonight between West Bengal and Bangladesh coasts. Massive fire at Rajkot's amusement park claims 26 lives in Gujarat. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi express grief over loss of lives in the tragedy. Filmmaker Payal Kapadia becomes the first Indian filmmaker to win Grand Prix Award at Cannes Film Festival for her film All We Imagine As Light. India's Simran Sharma wins gold medal at World Para Athletics Championship in Kobe, Japan. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Kolkata Knight Riders in the summit clash in Chennai this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.